Hi, New Hampshire. This is Sam Tidal from Slam Free or Die. This is a poem that I wrote. It's called This Is How I Get. My problem is not so much with all men over 50 with ponytails. My problem is when men over 50 with ponytails approach me after poetry readings and tell me to just keep writing. It feels, well, it feels like we're on the highway, and they've just rolled down their window and shouted through the wind at me, "Hey, kid, you just keep driving." And I want to roll down my window and say, "Dude, I'm 24. I just finished fighting off my mid-teens. What else could I do?" I told this to my mom, and she told me that she thinks I'm developing a tolerance for my antidepressants. I told her that I think my antidepressants are losing their tolerance for me. Anyone who doesn't find the phrase tough love to be hopelessly redundant doesn't know how to do it right. I walked around parts of my new city today that I haven't been to since I was a teenager, and very in love with a girl I have not thought about in a very long time. We were holding hands, drinking really expensive coffee, and laughing. And until this morning, these windows only knew me as that kid who grins like an idiot all the time, and I wish it had stayed that way. Manchester, I am so sorry you had to see me like this, but it rained all night, and my sneakers are soaking wet, and I can't stop asking myself what I would say if I saw her. I can't get past hello, I'm sorry. Hello, I'm sorry that I was so sad all the time. I'm sorry that you were so sad all the time, which probably wasn't helped by me being so sad all the time. Hello, I'm sorry that I haven't changed as much as I probably should have. I'm sorry that I'm still not the person everybody thinks I should be. Hello, do you remember that time when the teacher called on you even though you hadn't raised your hand? How he wouldn't call on anyone else no matter how many times you told him that you didn't know the answer? Do you remember that doll with the eyes that stopped opening when you flipped it upright? How your dad couldn't fix it no matter how much you cried? Do you remember our last night together? Hello. I'm sorry that I didn't say goodbye. I'm sorry that I don't ever say goodbye. I'm sorry that the last thing that anybody says to me before they stop loving me is never goodbye or I'm sorry or even get out. It's always just don't. Don't get how you get. Please, baby, don't get how you get.
My stage name during the first few years that I was doing slam, and it still sort of follows me around, is The Colonel. And I don't really explain where the nickname came from, because it was a nickname that was given to me, but that I happen to like because it has a lot of connotations. One of my favorite films is Apocalypse Now, and they're constantly talking about The Colonel. And I love that sort of mythical feel. And, you know, it in that I was the leader of Slam Free or Die, it sort of worked. And but people would ask me why I was called the Colonel all the time, and I would never really respond. I came up with a number of plausible but a bit outlandish explanations. Like, I had fought a secret war in Nicaragua and, like, you know, all these different things. And, you know, then I would hear them getting passed around and repeated back to me. And so someone said, you know, you should really just write a poem and explain it.
I spread a few of those rumors and encouraged others.
It was, but this poem is called "Why Do They Call You the Colonel?" Yeah, it's called Why Do They Call You the Colonel, and I'll sort of talk about it a little more when I'm finished. It went from Why Do They Call You the Colonel to What's Slam Poetry? To Is New Hampshire Really Going to Have a Team? To You're With the New Hampshire Team? Where is that again? If that's how it's going to be, let's own it. The team from nowhere, we've got nothing to lose. Slam free or die, we are the heart of the North Beast. Homegrown, a backroom bar rebellion. You won't even see us coming. You can't pick us out of a lineup. We are an open mic militia, citizen soldiers, a notebook army. If our blood is pure granite, how are you going to break us? I grew up hating this hick town. That's why I had to take it by force, hammer it into something worth loving, worth sticking around for, worth coming back to when the pain of elsewhere threatened to destroy me. With ink as my Excalibur, I set out to retake this unholy land, invited others to stand around my fire, handed out the ammo until people started bringing their own. We had to fight against the silence. What good's a battle without a few explosions? For all the pain this town rained down upon me, for all the years between child and teen and man, I became a leader, not because I ever wanted to be, but because no one ever stepped up to lead me. So now these are my people. This is my city, my soil. I've bled here, buried friends here. And still, why do they call you the Colonel? At this point, if you have to ask, you haven't been paying attention. I am the colonel of this dark and bloody ground. If you come into my house, you better be ready to bleed. If strength is truth that leaves you feeling hollow, then I am the great big empty. If strength is just pain that you chew and then swallow, I am stronger now than I've ever been. These days, the bullets just seem to slide off me. And I'm not the only one. Slam free or die, this is our time. There is a whole world out there that needs to be shaken from its slumber. The presidential primaries say we're first in the nation. Let's prove it. We've got the power in our pens, words dripping from our tongues and stuck between our teeth, power that could make shock and awe look like a dime store sparkler. So now it's your turn. Who will stand with me? When they ask you what Slam Free or Die has to offer, you tell them we're coming. When they ask you why do they call him the Colonel, you tell them I'm coming. And the poetry of this place and all the people behind it are coming with me.
The name of the poem is called Bloodlust. And I was taking some sort of English class at the time and going through a really, really bad relationship. And I happened to be reading Dracula, so I was just like, I could really use this character right now. And I crafted the poem because I didn't want to just write another love poem because so many people do that. I wanted to do something interesting with this idea of loss. Bloodlust. A letter from Dracula to Mina Harker. The first bite was a gift. Teeth burrowed in skin, your body shaking like a beggar's hands, veins sighing with every sip. You were a fountain I couldn't stop mining. Your neck looked like home. My mouth, a doomed village living off your hope. There were no promises here, just regrets in gulps. I wanted you then. The meat of ourselves intertwined, nothing at stake, no splinter of reluctance. In your chamber, we mixed like clasped hands, collapsed at your bedside, falling like rosary beads. What a messy prayer we were, broken on this floor called religion, your body a crucifix that stopped working. When your lover found us, he howled, jaws glaring at this nocturne sonata.
I could have clawed a fence into his chest, showed you the sheep inside. There was no hiding who we were. I left the dawn in your eyes, so when you wed, dream of us. Think of me with the Bible for a heart, the only book worth reading, and I will picture you as macabre scripture, my favorite Genesis. Remember how my parting mist said goodbye, how I told myself to stop loving things that look like sunrise.